From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A House Ethics Committee is charging Democratic Congresswoman Maxine Waters with 3 counts of ethics violations. They include allegedly requesting federal help for a bank where Waters' husband owned stock and served on the board. The Congresswoman from California denies she did anything wrong. Waters is a second Democrat hit with ethics-related charges in recent weeks. Congressman Charles Rangel, who used to chair the Ways and Means Committee, faces 13 counts of ethics violations. The Super Bowl champions, New Orleans Saints, visited the White House this morning. As NPR Scott Horsley reports, President Obama used the occasion to promise continued support as the Gulf Coast recovers from the BP oil spill.
President Obama says even though oil is no longer flowing into the Gulf, the work of long-term restoration goes on. The oil spill is only the latest calamity to strike the region. Mr. Obama congratulated the New Orleans Saints for their efforts in helping to rebuild the community after Hurricane Katrina.
Plenty of cities carry their sports teams through a tough season. It's a rare thing when a sports team carries its city through tough times.
Saints players are helping again after the oil spill. In an effort to promote seafood from parts of the Gulf that are free of oil, several players shared their recipes with the White House chef. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
One of 2 fugitives has been captured about 60 miles outside Yellowstone Park. The other inmate and a suspected accomplice reportedly are still on the run. The inmates are convicted killers who escaped from an Arizona prison. China now says 337 people are dead after mudslides engulfed a town in the northwest part of the country. As NPR's Louisa Lim tells us, nearly 1,500 people are still missing.
The devastation spread over a mile after massive mudslides left 2/3 of the town of Zhouchu in the Tibetan area of Gansu submerged in sludge. Reports from the scene say wails of grief are echoing through the town as survivors look for their loved ones 2 days after the disaster. China's premier Wen Jiabao is on the scene. He's urging for the search and rescue mission to be expanded. Rescuers and survivors say supplies are running low, particularly power and fresh water. Engineers are also working on draining an unstable lake further upstream amid reports of more rain this week. Nearly 1,500 people have already died in flooding in China so far this year. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
Similar scene in Pakistan, where millions of people are displaced by the worst floods to hit that country. The UN says it's still unable to reach hundreds of thousands of people who've been stranded for days in northwestern Pakistan without basic supplies. U.S. stocks still gaining ground. Dow's up 35 at 10,688. This is NPR. For the first time, a woman will be leading one of the country's 16 major intelligence agencies. Letitia Long has been chosen as the new director of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency.
As director of NGA, I will continue to build upon our close partnerships to better serve our nation and the warfighter.
Long speaking before hundreds of officials from the intelligence and special ops community. The National Transportation Safety Board is meeting with Washington, D.C.'s Transit Authority to discuss the collision of 2 subway trains last June. The crash left 9 people dead and dozens more injured. As Danielle Carson reports, a transit agency wants the face-to-face meeting to hear which recommendations need to be acted right away.
The NTSB investigation concluded that chronic circuit failures and a negligent attitude towards safety made the collision inevitable. It found that nearly half the subway system's 3,000-track circuit modules could malfunction, and that a quarter of its rail cars, the oldest in the fleet, offer little protection in a crash. The NTSB came out with more than 2 dozen recommendations, including setting up a real-time system for monitoring the circuits. D.C.'s transit agency says it should have one in place by December. Washington's Transit Board says it set aside $30 million to implement some safety improvements, but not all right away. For example, the agency says the older subway cars won't be replaced for another 3 years. The NTSB has no statutory power to enforce its recommendations. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Honda's recalling its 2003 Model Accord and Civic passenger cars because of ignition problems. Recall affects 384,000 vehicles. This is NPR News.
Support for